and let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Today is Tuesday, August 1st, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is still my turn to talk. And as always, as I say all the time, because I truly mean it, whatever platform you are listening, whether it be live or on the replay, thank you very, very much. You are much appreciated. Hey, Brina, welcome back. You're number one today. Blunt Ninja, welcome back, girl. Frankie, welcome, welcome. And I do hope everyone's having a wonderful day. My day is going well. Everyone else is having a good one also. Today's show should be interesting. Or maybe not. We'll see where this goes. Hey, Minnesota, welcome, friend. I'm curious now. I'm very curious as to what you have to say. You're always welcome to come up if you're able. Okay, so, all right. Roommates and family, where do you draw the line when you want to kick them out? Now, yesterday, Jimmy was on the panel, and we had a great talk. And, you know, he said, you know, that family comes first. But I was doing a little bit of research into this. And supposedly, research says that having good friends is tied to better and mental physical health than family. And I think that's true. I think that's very true. I think your family will drive you up a freaking wall. And family will go places where they think that they can. And people tend to allow them because the first thing they say is, well, they're family. They're family. And Brina says, I believe the hell out of that. And I don't know about you guys, but over the years, I have found that for me personally, I'm closer to friends than I am to family. Growing up, my mother always had a rule, which my father, he understood down the road, where the only people that my mother would allow to move into our house if they had to were her parents or her father. Her mom died when she was young, when she was born, or my father's mother or father. Those were the only ones. Aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody else, no. And I have learned that that's true, that people will, I mean, I have literally had people who have said, have actually appeared on my doorstep, and this is family, saying that, oh, you know, we're just in town for a little bit of time, and they don't have a return ticket. And I am literally saying to people, let me see your return ticket, because see, you're not going to stay in my house for X amount of time, whatever. And in California, if you're here for 30 days, even if you're a guest, then you're considered an occupant after 30 days. And getting people out of your home after 30 days is hard. So, I don't know. So where do you draw the line when you want to kick them out? You know, do you move in, you know, with that roommate that you thought that, you know, you all are best friends and what have you, but in reality, your friendship is better if she has her house, he has his house, you know, every time you come home, you know, he has, if you're two men that are living together, he always has a girl over and you're trying to study, or you're just not that way, or the other person's messy. And see, I can't deal with a messy person. You know, let's see. My cousin Alpha Mike lived with me for 4 years. I kicked him out, but he always comes back. Now he moved and doesn't speak to me anymore. I'm currently hosting my best friend and she's wearing out her welcome. It's been 9 months. Fair use is going insane. Now see, Blunt, Jimmy, I did talk about you for a bit, but it was positive. It wasn't anything rude. Hey, GP, welcome. See, after the first week, it's over. You know, and I truly believe, and Jimmy, this is one thing that I said, just referring to the conversation that we had. That we had yesterday, is that research says that having good friends is tied to better mental and physical health outcomes than family. And the first thing that we want to say is family, 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 but family will drive you freaking crazy. You know, I just couldn't have someone, you know, be around for nine months, you know. Petty Deb, who comes in every so often, she does the glass test. And what that is she, all the dishes in the sink are washed except for one glass. And it's in the sink. And she sees if her house guest, who is wearing out their welcome, will, if they use a dish or a glass and they wash their dish, will they wash that glass? And she says a lot of people won't. And when you think about it, I have seen people do that. I have seen people in my own house do it. It's like, okay, you can wash the rest of the dishes. All you're doing is washing. You can just wash the other, that plate, that glass, whatever. You know, I mean, it sounds silly, you know, but in reality, it's like, why couldn't you? You know, you have those people who tend to, I'm only, you know, can I just stay here for a week or two? And whenever they say, because I'm looking for a job, you need to know that that's not going to be a week or two. That could be a 9 month thing. It could be a year. Are they even looking? Do they want to look, or do they see that they have a good thing? And while you're allowing them to move in, are you charging them rent? Do they have chores that they are supposed to do? Are they, you know, paying part of the light bill? And with the weather, the way it's been this summer, if you're running your air, you know, are they paying part of that? You know, are they cleaning up after themselves? See, because for me, it's like, no. When people come to town, unless I expressly invite you, the first thing I say is, oh, where are you staying? GP, welcome. I apologize if I did not say welcome to you. Let's see, Ralph William and Brina, great house guests. They don't stay long and clean up after themselves. I mean, I mean, you know, and you never know that if you wear out your welcome when you really, really, really need someone, they may not, you know, they just may say no, no. And it could be an emergency. It could be something that you really, really need. But because you were such a poor house guest before, and I know yesterday we were talking about, you know, well, you'll give them that one pass or whatever. But it's like, you're in my home. This is my place. And aside from work, the most place that you spend most of your time is at your house. And you want your house to be yours. You want your house to be a place that when you come back from a bad day, or even if you've had a good day, you want your day just to be even better because you're home and you want to chill. You don't want to have to look over and come in and see that you left the house and it was nice and neat. And you come back and, you know, there's fast food things or stuff in the, you know, in the sink, you know, clothes all over the place. And just the fact that you come home and somebody is just in your space, you know, and I may sound harsh, but that's just one thing that I've never had to deal with. Meanwhile, I look at my friends and some of my family and they're always saying, I wish they would leave. Then tell them, get out. Tell them, why are you telling me? Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. I'm not sure your problem. They are. Brina says, I made sure to fold my blankets, you know, and Brina, you know, that may not be a big deal to some people, but that makes a difference. You know, when I go places, I very rarely stay in someone's house. I prefer to stay in a hotel because just my, you know, sometimes you wake up early, the rest of the house asleep. Well, do you get up? Do you leave your room? You know, what do you do? I just prefer to stay in a hotel. But on the occasions where I have stayed at someone's house, I empty my trash. You know, I treat people the way I treat someone else's home the way I want someone else to treat mine. GB says, been living alone for 10 years. My house is my house. And Blunt says, I know, Brina, you're so thoughtful. So, you know, I mean, so guys, what do you think? I mean, am I being harsh or which one, you know, is worse? Is it the friends? Is it the family? And where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line when it comes to roommates? You know, that roommate that you had when you were away at school, they may want to move in with you when you all have left and you're like, no, you know, can you live with a whole bunch of people if you're trying to save, you know, I don't know, money or whatever? Do you live with a whole group of people because your half of the rent is only $250 a month? But for that $250 a month, you got to put up with that person is playing loud music. This person doesn't clean up. This person is constantly, you know, bringing somebody to spend the night. And that's another thing. You have the roommate who you're living, instead of living with two people, you're living with three because that other person always has their boyfriend or their girlfriend. And that other person is not chipping in. You know, Blunt, after nine months, girl, that rent would have been, girl, please, I would have been charging rent. As soon as you say rent, you know, people, that may be an incentive to.
You know, it's so funny.
And I would say, back rent, give me some back rent. This is retroactive.
It's so funny you're talking about this. It's so funny you're talking about this because I just went through this about a couple of years ago with one of my best friends. You know, it was my brother and I and our couple of our best friends. And one of our friends, yeah, he made his payments on time. He was good at making his payments. But the thing that upset us, because, I mean, we had written this all down in agreement that everybody would do their part. They would pay their bill. They would clean up, maintain the house, respect everybody's wishes, you know, if we, space, you know, wishes, you know. One of us wanted to throw a party and the other one was busy studying or they had a long day at work and they didn't want to deal with people or deal with shit in general, then we'll postpone the party to another day, whatever. But this roommate, he was just constantly messy, wouldn't clean himself up, wouldn't even pick up his plate from the table or his cup. Let me put it to you that way. And it was just to the point that we all came to the conclusion and agreement that this guy had to go. I mean, regardless if he was paying his bills on time and stuff, we just would not put up with his mess anymore. And then it was also the fact that he kept stealing our food, too. So we're like, no, dude, you got to go.
Sorry, bro. There you go. You're stealing food.
I said, if you ask me, I'll give it to you. But you're just taking it, assuming that it's okay. And I'm like, no. The homeboy had to go. And, of course, he was pissed off. And we stopped talking to him.
So, Jimmy, when you all told him to leave, was it one person that was told him or all of you all as a group?
We were all there in a group. We're all there in a group. We're like, sorry, dude, but all of us, we all talked about it. You know, dude, we like you. You're a good friend and all. But when it comes to house maintenance and doing your part, you know, you're not holding your cross. You know, you're dropping it and you're forcing us to carry another cross. And, you know, it's not fair. We all have our own cross to carry.
During this process, were you all saying to him, dude, can you please pick up your whatever? Can you take your plate? Like, were you all constantly telling him? So it shouldn't have been a surprise when you all go in the leave.
Oh yeah, we were constantly telling him, and we were constantly upset with them. In the beginning, it was fine because, you know, it was just the beginning, and we're like, whatever. Maybe he forgot, or maybe he got busy with something, forgot. You know, we picked it up, cleaned up, whatever. But then it was a constant thing, and we were like, dude, this guy's just taking advantage of us. He's like, no, this is ridiculous. This guy has to go. He's not helping the household out, and. You know, we're supposed to be a team. You know, if one person's not doing their part, then we're not staying together as a team. And I expect everybody, I mean, guys, girls, you know, whomever it is, you know, that they should do their part. You know, nobody should do more than the other when it comes to managing a household.
Okay.
So because when it comes to paying your bills or living with people, it's not only about paying your bills or paying your part. It's about doing your part in general to keep the house afloat.
Okay. Let me get through some of these comments. Brina says, it's tough. We had one instance where my cousin stayed with me for a couple of months. I also had a friend and her girlfriend stay with me for a couple of months. It wasn't really a bad experience. They kind of just left when they were ready. No, so you don't leave when you're ready. Brina says, the only thing I didn't like was when they had company that I didn't know. I like people in my place. I don't know. Blunt says, Brina, yeah, I agree. I don't like the stranger over.
That's right, Brina.
Mi casa, su casa for only one night. I will never tell someone my house is your house. They may take that to a whole different level. Brina says, my paranoid ass is thinking they're checking the place out to rob me. And Blunt says, that's always what Fair thinks. You know, I've gotten to the point now where, hold on, let me, Brina says, when my cousin left, she left all her stuff. It took her way too long to come over and get it. I had to keep reminding her I hate clutter. After a certain amount of time, I tell people that even if you come over for whatever and you forget it and you're, you know, for whatever reason, I have not taken it to you. You haven't come to get it. I tell people, if you don't come get your stuff by X amount of days, I am tossing it. I am tossing it. And some people's stuff I have tossed and they've come back months later and they're like, well, you know, I told you, I'm not keeping, excuse my French, y'all know this is my favorite curse word. I'm not keeping your shit in my house. So
I feel you.
You know, so I mean, I don't know because, you know, when it comes to now, when I have people over, everybody is outside. Unless you are literally spending the night over my house, or when my parents were living, then no, everybody is outside. Whatever you need is outside. You don't know. No, I don't. I just no, because people don't even know how to be guests just short term for a couple hours. Hey, Daddy Hoff, welcome. So, Jimmy, I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you think that you should put up with family just because they're family? Because see, I don't think so. I don't think.
Well, see, I had another situation too. I had another situation too with a cousin. One of my cousins stayed with my brother and I. Almost the exact same situation. He wasn't pulling his leg or his part. And we kept telling him, like, dude, I know you're a cousin. You're like a brother to us. We grew up all together. You're more like a brother than a cousin to us. But, dude, you know, you're bringing random women into the apartment at all hours of the night. And where some of us have to wake up early in the morning and we don't want to hear your shit and her shit at 3 a.m, you know, because what you do between the sheets is should be your business. And we shouldn't be hearing that shit through the walls.
You're right.
Needless to say. He was just like, whatever, man, whatever. So I was like, yeah, whatever, whatever. But I mean, like, you know, you got to respect everybody's space, you know. It's it got to a point where we had to kick him out. We all came together and we're like, sorry, dude, you got to go. You got to find another place because we're not putting up with this crap. You know, I love my family to death. I'll give them as many chances as I can. But, you know, even with family, I have to tighten the belt and say, sorry, you know, you've burned your bridges. You know, as I'm not saying that we're not going to be family or I'm not going to talk to you again. It's just that you just got to find another place to live because it's not working.
You know, and like GB says, family or friends, there should be limits. Minnesota's Sally will put you out. Minnesota knows.
I
will put you out. Jimmy, thank you so
great
much.
Great topic. I just wanted to pop in real quick. I heard you talking. I saw your show. I was like, oh, I got to pop in real quick before I go. Great topics.
Thank you.
Say it again.
All right.
Y'all don't have to put up with people, your roommates. crap. I mean, because, you know, if you're being nice and giving multiple chances already, that's I always like to say the baseball rules, 3 strikes and you're out. Okay. But yes, if you give them more than three strikes, that's cool. That's fine.
That's too many.
That's a little too many in my book as well. But if you're nice enough to give them at least 4 tries and they still taking advantage of you, it's time for them to go. I'm sorry. That's all I wanted to say. Y'all be safe. Y'all be happy. Spread positivity in this world, not negativity. Stay positive, y'all.
Okay, Jimmy, thanks. Bye. So, you know what Jimmy says is true. I mean, what everybody says, I'm you know, the comments and what have you. I'm still going back to this nine month thing. I mean, if you all are being driven crazy, then I mean, it's time for that talk. It's like you've been here 9 months. You have X amount of time to get your things. You know, within 9 months, if she doesn't have her stuff together, whatever, you got like till the end of the week, whatever. Take everything with you. Please do not leave anything. We need the space. I mean, whatever, you know, so, it's insane. See, I'm not going to let someone take me there because then, and Blunt, I don't mean this to be rude to you, but then whose fault is it? Is it hers or is it yours? Because you're allowing it. And I truly believe that for certain things that if you allow people to just do things, you just allow them to allow whatever, they're just going to keep stepping on you, taking advantage, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden that 9 months turns into a year and a half. You know, and it's harder to get them out. The longer they're there, the harder it is. You know, and like you said, she has a man. Why can't she move in with him? Does she, you know, I mean, why can't she? I mean, does he come over to spend the night sometimes, or is she over there? I mean, why can't she move in with him? Or if she can't, just move. And see Blunt, see, No. You can't be way too nice. I mean, you can be nice and everything, but you know, and Blunt and Brina says, is she even working on other options? And you're like, no. So that's the point where I mean, Blunt, seriously, if she's not paying rent, if she's not, you know, I mean, rent is a big factor considering that I don't care where you live in what state, rent is high. Rent is high, you know, so, got to go. It's like Shelby says, it's time to go. You can stay, but you can't stay here. Oh, Blunt. If I came over your house and I was just there as a visitor, I would be dropping so many very unsubtle hints. Like, did you know that Blunt and Fair want you to leave? Did you know they want you to leave? Now, I did read a story a couple of years ago, and I thought this was pretty funny. Same situation, but it was more than one person, and they had been there, I think, for like four months. So what the brother did, it was two roommates, and one of the roommates' cousin came, and they just didn't leave. So the brother of one of the roommates got his friends, and they moved into the house. And they were purposely just obnoxious, rude, whatever. They came in and they said, I don't know whose room this is, but I'm taking it or we're sharing it, whatever. That person was gone within a couple of days. You know, so I'm just saying, you know, what do you have to do? you know, so, and GP says, you get a nice apartment in Jersey for $500. I've moved seven times on my own. I got her if she needs help, but you know, she's got to want it though. I mean, you know, but still not 9 months and she's comfortable. Yeah. You think if you're not giving, Hey, bro, welcome. Did I just say that? You know, if she's to, some people get to the point where you have allowed them to do so much, it's like, why should I leave? They aren't saying anything. Why should I leave? Maybe it's not a big deal. Brina says, GP, you living in somebody's alley apartment above a strip club for that price. Mupak says, where? Oh boy. Newark on Springfield Avenue. You know, but I don't know. Blunt, honey. You got to go. It's time to have that. See, I'm not going to be driven crazy in my own house, you know. And then one thing that I told somebody who wanted to come and stay with me, and this was family and being in California, I said, oh, I'm sorry. That particular week, I'm getting my house tinted. And if you live in California, usually when you have a tent on your house, you know, you're doing it for termites or bugs or whatever. And I said, I'm getting my house, tinted. I'll actually be staying in a hotel. And they were like, oh, well, what about after? No, it's, you know, after that, you know, I got to go through the house and make sure this aired out. No, it's just not a good time. And they ended up staying with somebody else and they stayed with another relative for about 3 months until that person got sick of them and put them out. You know, and you have those people who just go from place to place to place to see how long can I stay here before they make me leave and I have to go to the next place. Instead of just saying, you know what, why don't I just get a place above somebody's alley or above a strip club, but at least I have some place to stay. So, I don't know. Blunt. Why are you dreading it? I just no. You got to go. Get out. And Blunt, I would just seriously, you know, like, you know, like you said, Blunt, part of your name, even though I don't think that's what the blunt means. You know, I would just be blunt and I would say, I would sit her down and have Fair right there next to you and just say, you know what? It's time for you to go. It's time for you to go. We have things that we want to do and it's just time for you to go and give her a date. You need to be gone by this date. And I would not give her a month. I would not give her 3 weeks. I would give her a week or less. So she knows you got to go. And by the way, I need your house key. Or, Blunt, does she have a key? No. Okay, good. Because I was going to say, I would ask for that one day before I even told her to leave, I would ask for her key and say, I lost mine. I need yours. I'll make another when I'm out. And I just never get around to making that extra key. you know, kick them to the curb, bro. That's right. Kick them to the curb. Blind. No. See, these two nice people. That's why she's there for 9 months. You gotta cut the cord. You gotta cut the cord. You can't feed off me anymore. I'm not your nutrition. You gotta cut the cord. Get out. What movie was that where they were like, get out? What movie was that? It's hard to help adults, right? You know, you have an issue just trying to get your kids out the house, but you got grown ass adults. Or Blunt, did you see Adventures in Babysitting? Amityville, okay. Did you see Adventures in Babysitting? Oh, we're the part where the friend is waiting for them to pick her up from the Greyhound bus station, and a homeless woman is living in the phone booth, and she's making a phone call, and the homeless woman comes over and says, "Get out of my house! Get out! Get out of my house!" just tell them, get the out of my house. Oh, Lord. Let me look at some of these comments. Did I get them all? See, Brina says, because Blunt's house is super comfy and she's super sweet. I would hate it to affect our relationship. Blunt, isn't it already affecting your relationship? Like bro says, there's a cutoff period. Hey, bro.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You know what? I must have paid my taxes for being black. Listen. No, because every now and again, you know, I get it right the first time. But well,
you are here, so welcome.
You gotta throw grown people out. You can't play with grown people. Now, if somebody was 15, 16, 17, the law required that you gotta play with them. The law required that you gotta take care of them until they reach the age of adulthood. But once they are already adults, you don't have to cater to them no more. So throw them all the way out. As a matter of fact, pick them up. Throw them upside down. When they land, they should drop on their head instead of their feet.
Oh,
don't
Lord.
Play with adults.
You know, as funny as that sounds, Blunt, I'm at the point where I would say I need to pick you up and kick you out. But honestly, I honestly would just, you know, you sit her down. You all are all in the kitchen one day, or y'all in the living room, or whatever, y'all hang out and y'all together. I would say you need to go. I mean, I would just say it. I would be very blunt and just say it like that. That way, you don't have to the him and haul and beat around the bush and say it's time for you to go. We need to move on with our lives. You have to go. You need to leave by, let's see, today's August 1st. You need to be gone by. We'll give you until Saturday.
Well, how about this? Solid Blue, she make a big pot of beans, something that she probably don't even eat all the time. If I see pouring the beans in a bowl for everybody to eat, be like, this is the last supper, and take a picture of them. And have Judas at the end of the table, done already sold her out for 30 pieces of silver. See, you got to make it biblical.
I say get to the point. You got to go.
No, I'm throwing you out.
Brina says, so dramatic.
I'm throwing them out in Hollywood fashion. Like, you will be able to make a movie about how I throw them out. Because I'm throwing them out from back in the day.
Back in the day is where you just tell people just to get out. I'm just saying, because when you just tell someone you need to leave, that right there is just, you know, you need to go. And again, Blunt, it's been 9 months. And she's she's not paying rent or, you know, and she's just there because, like I said, if you've allowed her to get to the point of where she feels that that everything's cool, that's on you. So I, you know, that's when I say you need to go. You need to go.
It's how many, see, this is how you got to judge your house. How many asses in your house do you really got to take care of? Because if you got three kids, that's three asses that you really, find some asses in your house that's not asses that you really got to take care of and throw them asses out. That's how you kick people out your house. If those asses don't belong to you and they little, then they got to go.
But we're not talking about little and growing up and you trying and your child just turn 18, whatever. I'm talking about roommates that have moved in for whatever reason, be it a relative that came to stay, be it your sister who came to stay and she won't leave, you know, be it your best friend, whatever, and they just won't leave. And for Blunt, she said at the very beginning that for her, this is a good friend and she's been there for 9 months and they're fed up. So I'm
tell
not talking
her,
about the young
look,
people.
Tell her I'll come down there and host the celebrity death match where I will set it up with some real big pink boxing gloves where they have to get in the ring and whoever lose got to go.
Because if I lose, you're not staying in my house. That's why I just say you need to leave. It's time for you to go. You've been here long enough. It's time for you to go. And the next time you need someplace to stay, they will know that, you know, next time they need someplace to stay, that they just gonna keep going by Blunt's house because Blunt had to kick my butt out. I mean,
well, you know what I do? I sneak a bat in Blunt Ninja's corner. So that way when they get the box and Blunt Ninja just pick up that bat, bam, get up out of here, go. You know what I'm saying? Leave nothing but her shoes in the ring. Once you hit her and she fly up out them shoes, she ain't never coming back. Mm-hmm. She ain't even going to come back and get those shoes. Mm-mm. She going to leave them right where they are.
But let me ask you, does she have a bedroom or does she sleep on the sofa or is she sharing a room with someone? She's trying to do it in a way to present. No, Brina, no, I understand that, but you're also ruining a friendship if you're wearing out your welcome. You know, so to me it's like, am I on my side, if I was that friend, am I trying to preserve the friendship by not leaving? So I understand what Blunt's trying to do, but at the same time, it takes two people, you know, and what people like to say is, and I've had people say this to me, people who have owed me money, and they said they were going to pay me back on a certain day. And the first thing that they wanted to say was, well, you're supposed to be my friend, or we're supposed to be friends. Well, if you're trying to preserve a friendship and we're supposed to be friends, then don't screw me over by not paying me my money back, because I need to pay bills. I need things to do, you know, whatever. Even if I just wanted my money, you said you were going to pay me back. So if you're going to move in with me, whatever, you need to, I mean, somewhere along the way, you need to say, well, here's $500 for rent or whatever. Here's something. But if you're going to preserve the friendship, that's on both sides. So you can do all you can on your side, but they're taking advantage. Uh-uh. Then they're not, then to me, you have one person who's more concerned about the friendship than the other is.
If somebody taking advantage of you like that, is there even a friendship to consider? Because a friend won't take advantage of you.
Right. Exactly. A friend will not do that. So is it really a friendship that you want to preserve? I mean, because a friend would not do that. And Shelby says, that's how my mom's ex is. He refuses to leave the house. He said he's paid for it, that he did not. She's showing her character. Yes. Blunt says, I don't want to get into a point where I begin to harbor resentment. But Blunt, are you at that point now? I mean, I understand that you're being nice and you're overly nice and stuff, but when you think about it and when you and Fair are talking amongst yourself, are you at that point? Like I said, 9 months is a long time to have someone in your house. You know, and if you're almost at that point, then, you know, again, I say, while you may be trying to preserve the friendship and you're trying to be nice, what about her? What is she doing? You know, and if I haven't had a key after nine months, then next time she rings the doorbell, whatever, she may have to wait just a little bit longer or have her things already packed, because it takes two to tangle. One person cannot do all the work, and Blunt, it seems like you are doing all of the work.
Tell Blunt to wait till it snow and tell her to go. Listen, when that snow is like 17 feet and it's up to her neck, she needs to be able to put that back on her back. And the only thing you see is that bag making a trail through that snow, because people should not be wanting to take advantage of a friend like that.
And that's that,
fake friendship. So if the friendship is fake, the respect factor for the friendship could be fake.
Yep. I mean, you know, it is a hard thing to do, Blunt. But like I said, 9 months? Nope.
Do you know, I wouldn't let a wife do me like that for not. My dad couldn't. If me and my dad will be in this house, you know, he dead and everything, God forbid. But we'd have been in this house turning it upside down. It'd have been lightning bolts and everything going through this house if he tried to take advantage of me like that for 9 months. And if you don't let your mom and dad do that, you definitely don't let no outsider take advantage of you like that.
Brina says to GP, I apologize now for the future disappointment. Roommates, you know, again, friends and family. And for those who are coming in late, I said this at the very beginning, so I know a lot of you all missed the beginning. But, you know, they said that, you know, having good friends is tied to better mental and physical health outcomes, okay, which I truly believe. But there's that limit. You cannot let those friends take advantage. And, you know, staying with someone for that length of time, no. You know, so that's why I say, you know, sorry, no. You cannot move in with me. And if I give you some money to stay in a hotel, you know, fine, there you go. Don't come back asking for more.
And if I give you, a sandwich, Solid Blue is going to have government cheese on it. It ain't even going to have Pepper Jack or Kobe. None of that. No, it's going to have government cheese from the 80s. And you know, we ain't seen that cheese in 30 years. You're going to ask me where I found it.
And that government cheese was some of the best cheese.
It was.
It was some of the best cheese. We used to go over to friends' house who got that. Yeah.
You know what? Anyway. Solid Blue. I put it in your cereal. Because it is just. you ain't never had peanut butter cap crunch with government cheese.
You and this peanut butter cap. You forget. I am Lucky Charms. You and this peanut butter Captain Crunch. but anyway, and Blunt, I would give her a box of peanut butter Captain Crunch and say, here you go. You'll have something to munch on, and you got to go. Let me read some of these comments. Spell check. You only just say hi to each other. Okay. So, see, Blunt, now you want me to, now I'm wanting to just come over your house and just be that bad person and take all the heat and, you know, whatever, or, you know, so, but yeah. Gotta go. Gotta Got to go. And like I said, don't let people pull that, you know, oh, we are supposed to be friendship, because when one person is taking advantage of the other, and nine months, maybe Blunt, she's listening to this podcast.
Oh, wait, you know what? Solid Blue, listen, you know what Blunt could do? Blunt could act like she getting married and act like she throwing a bachelorette party, and I'll come over dressed like a stripper, and my theme would be like, get out. You understand what I'm saying? So while I'm dancing, I'm throwing everybody out the crib. Everybody got to go in the snow.
See, I go back to my original, time for you to leave. You got to leave. You overstayed your welcome. Marina's always laughing. Marina's always laughing. No, y'all, but is it harder, you know, to tell is it harder to tell a friend or family that it's time to leave? You know, that your habits, you know, you're too messy. You're not pulling your share. You're not paying your part of the bills. You know, you have random women, random men, you know, in and out. Like Brina said earlier about strangers, you know, you have people coming in, you know, into my space that I don't know, you know, at what point, I mean, you know, who's harder to tell to leave? Is it that family member, that cousin, that niece, nephew, sister, brother? Or is it your best friend?
I'm an equal opportunity asshole, Sally Blue. So, you know, it ain't hard for me to tell nobody to leave. See, this is why you got to check your love-o-meter. You have a love-o-meter, Sally Blue, and you can't let it be super high for certain individuals, because then it will be hard to tell those individuals to go.
Because that's why you don't allow them in your space in the first place. You don't allow them in your space in the first place. If they don't have a plane ticket back, or they don't have their car is not, you know, it was pointed south when they came, it's not pointed north when they leave. You got to go. You're only here for a certain amount of time. You got to go.
You know what, Solid Blue? I got the weekend special. And I will give you the green light for that weekend. But when you wake up Monday morning, you, your bags, toothbrush, don't leave nothing. If you got a watermelon, you got to take your husk with you. You can't leave nothing. Listen, you can't leave nothing in my house. I promise you, I'm not having it.
That's what I say. You know, take all your stuff, because you know, that's why I say when I just prefer to stay in a hotel. Just let me. I want to be able to come and go as I please. I don't want to have to deal. You know, you have your rules to your house and what have you. You know, I just let me stay in a hotel, whatever. You know, I. But again, you overstay your welcome. You will overstay your welcome by one day, maybe. But you better believe after that 24 hours, I'm like, you said you were leaving Sunday. Today's Monday. Did you need to rent a car? Did you need to, you know, whatever? You got to go.
Solid Blue, if I start talking slow, you know it's... Because when I first see you, I'm going to be glad to see you, right? Because I probably haven't seen you in a while. So we're going to be talking, laughing, chopping it up, drinking, brewing, whatever. You know, but when I start looking at you and not really saying nothing, you know that welcome is wearing real thin.
But see, that's where, okay, but that's where before people come and they want to stay with me, before you even get into the house, I'm asking you on that phone call, whatever, and you're leaving when? So you'll be here, so you want to stay here for 3 days? Okay. You know, if they say, well, can I stay? Nope, can't stay 2 weeks. You know, it's like before you even walk through the door, I know when I'm expecting you to leave. That's and right. I will make it very clear that you are leaving. Today is August 1st. Okay. On August 5th. Bye.
You know what? Solid Blue. Nobody should get a Monday. Nobody should get a day earlier than Friday and a day later than Monday in your house. So say, for instance, somebody came Friday night because they just touched down in your city. By Monday morning, the same way they got there, they should be on that route back. It's nobody should stay later than a Monday in your house. Never.
Well, truth be told, I mean, I'm happy to leave. I'm happy to be on my way back home because I prefer to be in my own space. You know, I just prefer to be in my own space. And Jay says, my twin brother was supposed to stay with me for a brief time. It's been 3 years. See that? And like I said, when they do the thing where they say, I'm looking for a job, that tells you right there, they're not going to be there for a month. They're not going to be there for 2 weeks. That's going to be an extended stay because they have to find the freaking job. So for 3 years, no.
Don't you know my twin would be looking like me in another country because he that came to my house, it had been 3 years away from me because after that Monday, I wouldn't have saw him again for 200, for how many days is in 3 years? Let's count it up real quick. Isn't that almost like 1,075 days? I mean, come on now. Ain't nobody got no business staying that long. Because you taking care of them. You got a kid if you do that. Because you know they're going to eat your food. They're not going to want to split all the bills. They'll be like, well, should I give you half of the rent? Like, must I pay the gas and electrics in it?
Well, excuse me, if you're using the gas and the electric, you know, and like I said, since it's summertime and it's hot everywhere, and if you're running the air, you know, if you don't have half solar, your bill is sky high. So yeah, you're gonna pay part of the electric bill. And Big Smooth says my sister lived with me for a couple years after our mom passed, but that was because she was special needs. That's understandable. Blunt says my cousin stayed for 4 years. See, Blunt, see you, 9 months, 4 years, Smooth says, but once her daughter got out of college and at her own place, she came and got her mother and she lives there now. Okay. Hanny J says, at least he pays his half and he watches my dogs when I want to go on spontaneous trips. Okay. So if it works for you, but Blunt says, I need to toughen up. You think, Blunt? You think? And Smooth says, I agree. Monday mornings, they're gone. And then Brina says, that's why I won't let my sister come and stay with me. She has no plan.
They got a plan, a lean on you plan.
You're listen, right. No, they have a plan. They have a plan. It's just that plan is just to, like you said, lean on me. When you're not strong, you better get some muscle and lean up against that wall. No. Brina says, to Blunt, I got you. We are going to come up with something. I mean, I'm telling you, I say just sit down and have that talk. It's time for you to go. You know, and if she says, oh, well, you know, I'm still, you've had 9 months. You've had 9 months to find that job, find that new place, find whatever. You've had 9 months. And if she has a man and hold on, bro, but like Blunt said, if she has a man, go stay with him.
That is so right. Don't you know, in 9 months, she could have found a dude and said, thanks, Blunt Ninja, but no thanks. Like, these sheepers, you know what she knew? She knew that being with Blunt Ninja would be more advantageous than being with a man, because after a while, the man ain't going to put up with that. Blunt Ninja is putting up with men wouldn't even put up with from her friend.
And B says 5 years plus. And Blunt, you know, I just said to you, she has no job because she doesn't need one. What does she need you to have? What does she need a job for? She has you. She has you. She doesn't need a job. You know, and that's why I say some people you just see coming. You know, she why does she need to look for a job if she knows that she has you and you haven't said anything? So this is good. I can stay here and I can eat and I can do this and do that and whatever, and I'm pretty cool.
Solid Blue.
Why does she need a job?
Why don't you have this same topic tomorrow and Blunt Ninja could put it on in front of her and you could kick her out? Because I know you'll be good at kicking people out, because the way you be looking stoic sometimes, like behind that little computer, I know. Solid Blue.
So you spying on me when I'm
no, because no, because it came into my YouTube feed, and I said that's Solid Blue, because at first I thought you was Erica Badu. I ain't know who you are. See.
Oh boy, but you know what? But you know what, bro? Well, first of all, I'm not having a show tomorrow. No show tomorrow. One possibly Thursday. Don't know if I'll be able to make that one, but definitely no show tomorrow. But I mean, but again, I'm just one of those, you know, just come out, say it, whatever. And if it's too blunt, if it's too harsh, I'm sorry. Get over it, because there's no way I am going to allow you to sit up in my house for 9 months, for 4 years, for 5 years, whatever. And no, I mean, unless it's something like Big Smooth has, whatever. But you know, but no, you're not going to invade my space like that, because at the end of the day, it's still my space. I still want to come home. If I want to walk around the house booty butt naked, whatever, I want to be able to do it. Not have to worry about you. Not have to worry about you bringing in some other friends. Just not have to worry about you, period. This is my house. And like I said, aside from work, the most time that you spend anywhere is in your home. And you should be able to stay in your home and enjoy it, without being stressed out, without saying, here she comes again. Oh, he's still here, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. I'm not letting anyone do that to me. And they don't have a job, and you still think you're going to sit up in my house? Uh-uh. That's when I say it's not on her. It's on you, because you're allowing it to happen.
Solid. If that's the case, if you have a show Thursday, why don't you call it Bounty? And you could just be the quicker kicker outer. You could be the quicker kicker outer. You know how the Bounty is the quicker picker upper? You could be the quicker kicker outer. And you could just be kicking people out. You could just go around to all your panel and just kick people out the house. Because I'll find somebody for you to kick out.
Oh Lord. I'm just like, mm-mm. That's why I don't let them come in the first place. And I understand that it's your friend. I have had friends who have said, hey, you know, can we stay with me? I have actually had people say, you have X amount of bedrooms in your house. You can't let me stay in one. And I said, no. I said, I do have a family. And even before I got married and had my family, you know, I lived in a particular place which I love. It was 3 bedrooms. It was just me, but I like space. And I have had people say, what do you need all that space for? You're not paying the freaking rent. Don't worry about why I need this space. And people say, well, can't I just, no. Hey, Shorty, no, you cannot. You know, you cannot. You know, and if you're going to, you know, if you're just going to assume that just because I have this, whatever, no. I mean, I have friends who have told other friends, well, all you got to do is just, you know, have your 2 boys room together and I can take one of the other rooms and, you know, I'll only be here for X amount of time. So I got to kick one of my kids out of their bedroom, have them stay with their brother or whatever, just because you want some space. How about you stay on the sofa, or better yet, how about you not stay at all? People are bold. They are obnoxious. They are rude and blunt. Like you said, they get comfortable. And when they get to that state, you have a problem. So, bro, you have any last words? Because I'm going to round this up. I'm at my hour mark.
Yeah. I'm going to ask that you play that dead people music that they be playing in the military. That's for all the people that's getting kicked out this weekend. it's going to be a lovely kickout fest. It's kickout fest 2023. You ain't going? Solid Blue, you ain't going to be there in attendance?
No, I will be someplace else this weekend.
I will be watching all of them get kicked the hell out. It's a keyless nation. Yes, indeed. If you don't have a key, you don't have a place to go.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm just like, nope. You know, I have a very low tolerance for people who are in my space and they're disrespecting my space. Or they just won't leave my space. It's my space. You know, and I will tell you to leave. I've had people, you know, come over my house and I tell them, you know, could you please not do that? It's not a big deal. Oh, gotta go. Nope. You gonna tell me it's my house? And excuse me? Because when I go over someone else's house, I will respect their house. I will respect their house. I will respect their rules. And if it's something I don't like, guess what? I get up and leave, or I don't go. I don't go. So, but anyway, that's it. Bro says, amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to leave y'all with today just a little bit of Jackson 5. I was listening to them last night, and a little bit of J5. Shorty, I am going to be traveling this week. Are you doing a talent show so I know when to plug in when I need something to listen to if I get bored and it's something that will lift me up? Are you, hold on. I told y'all I'm starting that rule where I'm turning off the call in 10 minutes before so my show won't go longer. Shorty, are you doing a show this weekend?
Yes, I am. I will. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so it's going to be about the same time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, I really enjoyed your show last Saturday. I really enjoyed the talent that was on there. So
yes, and I appreciate you for coming through and showing your talent.
Well, that was just to get crazy to sing. So I had an ulterior motive. But she sang. She sang. She did. She didn't sing. So yeah.
She did. So I always get her to do it.
Okay. And once again, guys, no show tomorrow. And Shorty, just so you know, if I do have a show on Thursdays, I'm not calling them Thursday Fun anymore. I'm just calling them just general chat, come chit chat, and we can get silly and y'all can curse and y'all can do stuff that y'all can't do Monday through Wednesday. So
okay.
And again, depending on if I'm able, I will do a open bar on Friday 5 p.m. only for an hour. Again, I won't be home, so I'll just be, you know, doing it. But anyway, that's it, y'all. So I'm gonna leave y'all with some Jackson 5, Corner of the Sky.
Everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me a reason, and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats sit on the windowsill, children sit in the show.
This is one of my favorite J5 songs. A lot of people either have never heard it or they've forgotten about this song. But and Bro says this song is so Christmas. But this is one of my favorite songs, just not just for the lyrics or anything, but just the music, the beat, the instruments, just everything. But anyway, guys. I will be back on Monday. I will try to be here on Thursday for you guys who are paying attention to my Discord. I'm starting to post the topics there. It's always posted on Podbean. So if I am able to do a show, I will do a show Thursday. It will be an hour, but it'll just be just one of our kick around, say whatever, come whatever the topic is, whatever. Other than that, that's it, guys. So thank you for coming. Bye.